Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you an in-depth look at a key component of the sales conversion process, money, or setting your fee. Aptly, this episode is entitled How to Talk About Money. An important aspect of how to talk about money is when to talk about it. Unless you're selling some fixed offering, like a software platform, you don't want to discuss money too soon. Too soon means before you and the buyer understand the depth of the problem. Because you'd be talking about pay before you knew what you had to do for the money. Now, this rule of thumb doesn't mean that early on you shouldn't ensure that your prospect has some money or ability to do a deal. You want to test that up front by asking something like, "So, this is an issue you're willing to spend budget on, if you find that our offering has value, is that correct?" That kind of general discussion about money is appropriate early on, but you want to save the specific discussion about money until after your prospect is sold. What are some of the dangers of talking about money too soon? We just mentioned not having a fit between budget and problem earlier when I said you don't want to talk about price or bid before you know what the thing is you're bidding on. The reason is pretty straightforward. In that instance, you can underbid and end up with an unprofitable engagement, or you can overbid and scare your prospect away. You can also miss out on learning about all the issues or opportunities that are available with that prospect because both of you are too focused on money. Also, I find that buyers that are hyper-focused on money early on likely have strict budget issues that may make it problematic to serve them properly, or they may be looking to get something for nothing, the kind of client that doesn't feel like they've won unless you've lost. Neither of these is a desirable client because they won't be pleased with the outcome no matter what that outcome is. Therefore, it's best to save the money talk until after you've both fully explored and uncovered the problem. Now, there's a reason that I've said that the buyer needs to uncover the problem along with you. It's because this is the way that the buyer can understand the value that you're delivering. So when you do get around to price, it'll be worth it to them. Now, once you've talked about the problem and know both what you're in for and what the value of that outcome is to the buyer, it's now time to talk about money. The way I like to delve into the money discussion is by asking the buyer what they're prepared to spend to resolve the issues that we've uncovered together. This gives the buyer the first crack at setting their own budget. And this isn't a game where they give me a number and then I give them a bigger one. If they give me a reasonable number, I take it. I don't feel the need to shake them down for every penny because I anticipate a long relationship and repeat business where I'll have opportunities to earn more with them. But what if they don't give me a reasonable number? What if they come in way too low? Then I take over the lead and the fee negotiations. I'm direct. I say something like, "Well, I'm afraid you're not in the ballpark." Sometimes I even backtrack and get them to refocus on the problem. For example, you did say you wanted to avoid these regulations that were causing a 3-year interruption in your revenues from a certain line of business. That line of business generated $20 million per year. Is that correct? Well, would you be willing to pay X? You know, something like twice as much or three times as much as what they offered since they lowballed me. Would you be prepared to pay X to solve the problem? Because that's what I believe it would take. If they say it's too much, I know that it isn't because I understand the problem and how much work it's going to take me to deliver on the outcome they're seeking and what value they're going to get from that outcome. So I invite them to look elsewhere and get back to me. Most come back either immediately or after they've tried someone else and not gotten the same results that I said I could deliver. On the other hand, some don't come back, and I don't chase them because I'm looking for clients who respect and value me. Clients I like enough to fully invest in their success and growth. And clients who recognize that I'm only going to be a great partner for them if I feel that I'm getting my fair share. So, that's how I talk about money. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.